You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, The Work of Our Hands. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
You and I are living in a wonderful time. Sure, there are problems aplenty in society and often in our personal lives. However, that does not change the fact that you and I have seen scientific and technological advances that previous generations could not have imagined. Television is one of those advances that most of us these days take for granted. When we do take television for granted, we can easily forget that its influence upon us is not always for the good. My messages this month are designed to tune you in to some of the obvious deceptions of this wonderful device, TV. For example, TV deceives you about work. How often do you see the characters on your favorite shows working? If you like to watch some comedies like Frasier or Home Improvement or Mad About You, you'll occasionally see the characters at work, but you're not left with the impression that they're putting in 8 hours a day on the job. If you like to watch TV programs that are set in the workplace, programs like Law and Order or ER or Chicago Hope, you see a workplace that has much more intensity and drama than the places where most of us work. Why haven't they done a TV series about your job or my job? The answer is obvious. What most of us do is too boring to make it on TV. Now, the shows I've mentioned are good entertainment, sometimes even thought-provoking. But it's obvious that they don't give a realistic picture of what you and I go through in our day-to-day work. Our experiences are different. To get a realistic picture of your life and work, take a look at your hands. Yes, take a look at your hands. I'll tell you what I see when I look at my hands. I see the evidence of my life's work. My father had big hands. He had grown up on the farm and did physical work most of his life. His son's hands are not so big. I didn't grow up on the farm, and my work involves reading books and writing sermons. About the only physical thing that I do is pound the pulpit once in a while, and it usually turns out to be a pretty weak pounding. My hands have some small scars. I've often seen young boys jump the curb with their bicycles. So a few years ago, I tried to do that when I was riding my bike. Guess what? I fell flat on my face and scarred some of my knuckles. There's history on my hands, and I'm sure on yours. My hands tell me about my love. For 26 years, my ring finger was bare. Now, for 23 years, that finger carries my wedding ring. I wouldn't want to take that ring off because, next to God, Diane is the dearest part of my life. What do your hands show? Like mine, your hands also show that you are getting older. Those aren't the same hands that used to shoot cap guns or play with dolls or other childhood games. Your hands are a daily picture of Psalm 90, verse 10. Each of us lives for 70 years, or even 80 if we are in good health. But the best of them bring trouble and misery. Indeed, they are soon gone and we fly away. TV is not committing a sin by failing to tell it the way it is about work. This is just another area where TV is simply not realistic. By contrast, our hands tell the story of life the way we really experience it. Our 80 years and 10, even 80 years, are filled with labor and sorrow. So what's the moral of the story? Throw up our hands in despair? Many people do that as they get older and face their mortality. This radio program is one of many TV and radio programs that are produced around the world by Lutheran Hour Ministries. The president of this organization is Mr. Eric Fiesel of Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Eric sent me a regular column from the Regina Sun newspaper. It's a column of advice from Mr. Tom Blakely to seniors. What struck Eric, and also struck me, was that many seniors are throwing their hands up in despair. A retired man writes and complains, "My family and friends make me feel old because I'm retired. I had to retire because company policy forced me to. That was a matter of my age. The company and friends may think I'm old because I'm retired, but I will get old in my own time. Yet these people are all doing a great job of making me feel old. Do I slug these people or just ignore them?" A 57-year-old man writes, "My company was recently swallowed up by a competitor. The new owners chopped a lot of people in my company. I'm now just a name and a number. My work over the 15 years I've been here is unknown. I do not feel secure." What are you doing with your hands? Are you throwing them up in despair because time marches on and you think you're being left behind? Another complaint comes from a woman who wants to buy a retirement home away from the children. "My husband and I have devoted our lives to these kids for 35 years. Why won't they now let us devote our lives to each other?" Are you throwing your hands up in despair because you can't fully do what you want to do? What is the work of your hands at this time in your life? I'd be surprised if it's anything like you see on TV. The TV character Homer Simpson says, "The answers to life's problems are not at the bottom of a bottle. They are on TV." No, Homer, you are wrong. Realistic answers to work and retirement and aging are found in the realistic Word of God. In that Word of God, the Heavenly Father raises His hand of blessing upon all people, and He especially bestows the choicest blessings upon sinners who depend totally upon Jesus Christ for this life and the life to come. The God who raised His hand of blessing over you in baptism did not intend for His benediction to rest only with the young. The God whose hand offers forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ is especially mindful of older people who recall the sins of their youth. The God who nurtures His believing children with the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament of the altar is intent upon leading the faithful in a joyous anticipation of heavenly glory, not in a depressing retirement. Your hands are a testimony not only to the scars and sins of your life. They should also remind you that in the past, in the present, and in the future, God's hand is blessing you. Psalm 78 says, "I am always with you. You hold on to my right hand. With your advice, you guide me, and in the end, you will take me to glory." So, what are you doing with your hands? With such a good and guiding God, don't throw your hands up in despair, but fold them in prayer. The psalmist says, "Teach us to number each of our days." No hand is too old or too weak that it cannot be folded in prayer. Prayer is more than a mortal sinner coming before the immortal God. It is that, of course, but it is also a plea for wisdom that only the Most High can give. We all gather wisdom through the ears, but God gives a wisdom in His Word that cannot be learned from all the experiences of life. That wisdom of God is centered in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 says, "Jesus has become our wisdom sent from God, our righteousness, our holiness, and our ransom from sin." This wisdom of God, centered in Jesus Christ, is revealed to us in His Word, the Bible. And in that biblical Word of Christ are the immense riches of God's wisdom, riches that are sufficient to meet any challenge that comes to you at any stage of your life. The Word of Christ is about the greatest work ever done. Jesus' work in this world was not just carpentry in the shop of His stepfather Joseph. Jesus' calling was to keep perfectly the commandments that you and I have so often broken. Jesus' work was to die on the cross and receive in His body the judgment of God against the sins you and I have committed through the years. Because Jesus did His work successfully, because he truly is the Savior who has earned forgiveness for the sins of your life. There is forgiveness in him for what your hands and heart have done in the past, and there is joyous hope for your future. Christ has been raised from the dead, and he lives. In John 14, verse 19, he promises, "Because I live, ye shall live also." Having died and been raised, this Savior did not go into retirement. He's going to come back and take all his truly believing Christians to heaven. Then his work will reach its climax, the salvation of our souls. Therefore, you and I are inspired by the word of Christ to put our hands to the work that is still before us. That work includes intercessory prayer, praying for other people in their needs. That work includes the daily job for those of you who are still employed. That work includes volunteerism for those of you who are blessed with retirement. In that same issue of the Regina Sun, a 73-year-old man named Alex Uke was asked, "What do you like about being a senior?" He said, "You never run out of work. There's a lot of volunteer work out there that has to be done. After you've got all these years of experience, you owe the community something in return. So, use your hands in the work that God still has for you." God will bless the work that you do in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7, the prophet told King Asa, "But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58, St. Paul says, "Thank God that he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, don't let anyone move you off the foundation of your faith. Always excel in the work you do for the Lord. You know that the hard work you do for the Lord is not pointless." Myra B. Welch has written a famous poem called "The Touch of the Master's Hand." "'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but held it up with a smile. 'What am I bidding, good folks?' he cried. 'Who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $1, then two, only two, $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no.' From the room, far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow, then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, 'What am I bid for the old violin?' And he held it up with the bow. 1,000, and who'll make it two? 2,000, and who'll make it three? 3,000 once, 3,000 twice, and going and gone,' said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, 'We do not quite understand what changed its worth.' Swift came the reply, 'The touch of a master's hand.'" Look at your hands. They tell about life, your life, life the way it is really lived, not the unreal life of TV. And know again that the Master, your Heavenly Father and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, will continue to raise His hand upon you in blessing. With the psalmist we pray, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish Thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands, establish Thou it." Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.